Hello, friends, and welcome to the Coastline Baptist Church podcast. We hope this message will equip, encourage, and edify you in your journey of life. We'd love to connect with you. Please email us at info@coastlinecc.org. And for more information about our church and our services, visit coastlinecc.org. Now let's open our hearts and open God's Word. And verse 20 is on the screen. For all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him amen, unto the glory of God by us. The promises of God are yes and amen. Are yes and amen. We spent some time on vacation this past week, my wife and my four boys. And we love going back to Orlando. We love going to Disney with our kids and taking a few days here, a few days there. It's getting more expensive as the years go by. And anybody that likes Disney or goes to Disney, you understand things are changing every year. And the prices are changing too. Hallelujah. But we love taking them there. And every time we go in every resort, most of the resorts, there's an artist out in the lobby doing caricatures. You know what a caricature is? They take all your features and you know, amplify them. It's like a cartoon character. Well, my boys have seen that for the last few years. Dad, we want to get a character. And I'm like, no. Well, we told them last trip, to next time we'll get one. Well, I forgot about saying that, okay? So we're at our resort this past week, and they saw it again. I'm like, oh, an artist is in the lobby, oh, man. And Brady, our youngest, says, Dad, can we get a caricature? I was like, yes, let's. They don't open until 5 o'clock. We saw the little booth there, but they're only there from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. I said, so we'll try to get there tonight and get it all set up. Well, that day went by. Our days were very busy here and there and everywhere, and we weren't at the lobby at the time. So we said, we forgot. We walked by late at night, and it was closed, and I said, we'll do it tomorrow, though. We'll do it tomorrow. So then the next day, same thing, busy day, and we weren't around from 5 to 10 again. And we walked by again, and guess who remembered that we didn't do it that day? Brady, my little 8-year-old boy. Dad, we got to do it tomorrow. We had only one day left. I said, we'll do it tomorrow, but we'll do it tomorrow. I said, you prinky promised me? And me, being the smart man, said, well, I'm not going to make any promises. I said, but I'll tell you this. I promise this, that I'll try my very best for us to get this taken care of. Now, that last day was also busy. But I remembered that I had told him that I was going to try my very best. So we finally, the last day, were able to go and get our caricature. And they look great, right? And they loved it. They thought it was the coolest thing in the world. Now, that promise I kept. But if I stood up here and said that I've kept every promise that I've ever made to anybody, I'd be lying. I've broken promises. You have broken promises. And maybe say, well, I know, I'm a man of my word. Okay, fine. You've had promises broken to you. We live in uncertain times in this world, this broken world. Promises are made and broken every single day by leaders of men, by friends, even by family. Marriage vows, marriage promises are broken. Promises made to sons and daughters by fathers are broken. A dad who says, I'm going to be a part of your life. I know me and your mom are splitting up, but I'm going to be around. Promises are broken, and hearts are broken when promises are broken. We live in uncertain times, and the brokenness of this world affects our words sometimes. But God is not like man. God, thankfully, is not like us. Numbers 23 and verse 19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? God does not break promises. When God makes a promise, when we find in the scriptures a promise from God. You can guarantee it. You can take it to the bank. You can rest in this truth. He will keep it. Amen, church? Remember, we're talking to each other this morning, all right? God keeps his promises. Amen. Very good, thank you. His promises are not based on emotion, like ours sometimes are. His promises are not based on popularity or convenience. They are grounded in his perfect character, and they are grounded in eternal truth. God keeps his promises. And that's the message this morning. That's the title of the sermon today. I believe that God keeps his promises. He's never made a promise that he does not keep, as you heard sung so beautifully this morning. Psalm 119, verse 160 says, "Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever." God keeps his promises. And today, over the next few minutes, we're going to look at four promises that God keeps. And there's many more. We're going to pick just four this morning that God keeps without fail, without exception, without expiration. I believe God keeps his promises. Now, I'll preach quick. If you listen quick and respond and help me preach. Aren't you glad, number one, that God keeps his promise of salvation? God keeps his promise of salvation. Romans 10:13. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Not might be saved, not maybe. No, whoever calls on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. From the moment that sin entered into this world in the Garden of Eden, God made a promise to send a Savior. And that promise was not vague. That promise was not conditional. No, it was certain, and it was fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, who rose again for us. I believe God keeps his promises, and thank God he kept his promise and keeps his promise of salvation in our life. Salvation is not a reward that we earn. It's a gift we receive through faith. You don't believe me? Let me tell you what the scriptures say. John 3:16. This is what the word of God says. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Acts 16:31. "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Titus 1:2. "In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began." 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Romans 5:8, "But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." God keeps his promise of salvation. Do you believe that this morning, church? Salvation is not something that we earn. Yes, hallelujah. It is something we receive. It's not something we earn. If I'm good enough, then I'll get to heaven. No. Salvation is not something we earn. It's something we receive. Thankfully, it's not based on our performance, because guess what? We'd all be on our way straight to a place called hell. But salvation is not something we earn. It is fulfilled through Christ's finished work on the cross. He died for the sins of the world, my sin and your sins. God doesn't promise maybe or someday, but now and forever. And thank God, salvation is not just a gift for today, it's a guarantee for eternity. It's not a probation period. Jesus saved me, and if I can keep doing good, then I'll stay saved. No. The scriptures tell us it's not probation salvation, it's adoption is what it is. I'm a son of God. John 10:28. "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." You didn't save yourself. You didn't save yourself, and you don't keep yourself saved. God does. 1 Peter 1:5. "Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation." Philippians 1:6. "Being confident." confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you, that work of salvation, forgiving me of my sins, he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. You are sealed, you are secured, you are sustained, not by your strength and good works, but by his promise. Amen. Hallelujah. John, 1 John 5:13. These things have I written unto you, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. I believe, thank God, that he keeps his promise of salvation.
Amen.
I'm glad to be saved today. I'm thankful to be saved by the blood of Jesus Christ today. As a 10-year-old boy in a small church in Westfield, Massachusetts, went down to an altar, knelt down and said, God, I know I'm a sinner. I deserve hell, but you died for me. Please forgive me of my sins. Please come into my heart. Please save me. I'm trusting you and you alone to take me to heaven. God, I give you my heart. God, I give you my life. And as a 10-year-old boy, I got saved. And I'm glad that God keeps his promise of salvation. Amen. Number two, God keeps his promise of presence. He keeps his promise of presence. Hebrews 13:5, for he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Matthew 28:20, lo, Jesus said, lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Psalm 23, and you know this scripture, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. God keeps his promise of presence. He is with us from the Garden of Eden to the burning bush with Moses, from the tabernacle in the wilderness to the indwelling Holy Spirit, the comforter that we have in the Holy Spirit. From all those things, God has always wanted to be with his people. His presence is not earned. It's promised. His presence is not earned. It is promised. Whether it's in a hospital room or a lonely night or through financial struggles or anxious thoughts or fights with your spouse or a wayward child that you worry about, no matter what it may be, God is there. He is there and he is with you. You may feel alone, but you are never, never forsaken. You can trust the God who walks with you even when others walk away. And others will walk away. God doesn't do that. God is there. His presence is not seasonal. Like most of the stuff on the Cape. We know seasonal life, don't we? Hey, God's presence is not seasonal. God's presence is not circumstantial. God's presence is eternal.
Amen.
There's a beautiful song I love called In the Room. He's in the room. Whatever situation you're facing, I can go back in my mind to some of my darkest moments, to some of those most difficult times of life, when the tears flowed, when my heart was broken, through marriage difficulties, through health scares with our children. And I can go back in those times and know that God was always there with me. He was there. When I sat across the kitchen table from my wife and had to come clean about addictions and struggles, the worst moments of my life, guess who was there? God was there. He was with me. He was with her. He carried us through. God keeps his promise of presence. In the best times where we rejoice, when we smile, when we laugh, and in the dark moments, when we wonder what is going on, why is God allowing this to happen? Where is God? He's right there with you.
Amen.
He's right there with you, and he'll never leave. God keeps his promises, and he keeps his promise of presence. Number three, God keeps his promise of love. Jeremiah 31:3. God said, the scripture said, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. I already read Romans 5:8. I'll say it again. God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 8. I want to read this one so I don't mess it up. Romans chapter 8 and verse 35, some of the most beautiful verses about the love of God, says this in verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? A big question there. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Verse 36, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 37, nay, in all these things, though, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded, Paul says in Romans 8:38, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any of the creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. God keeps his promise of love. God's love is not conditional. God's love is not fragile. God's love is not fluctuating. It is rooted in his unchanging nature. God loves you just as much today as he did the day you were born, as he will the day that you die. You can never be more loved than you are right now. He keeps his promise of love, even when you feel unworthy. Let me let that sit for a minute. Even when you feel unworthy, you are deeply loved. Oh, you know what? I'm telling you, I know right now there are many sitting in the room as I say these truths of the Word of God, and you don't believe what I'm saying. You don't believe what I'm saying. When I say you're loved, you're like, not me. When I say, hey, you are deeply loved, you're like, no, not me. Because I was abandoned. That person left me. I'm not loved. I'm not lovable. Let me tell you, I don't care what is telling you, the enemy is lying to you right now. You are deeply loved by the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't care if you've been left, if you've been abandoned, if you've been forsaken. God loves you. You are deeply loved by God. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for you. That's love. Even when you failed, even when you mess up, even when everybody else is casting you aside, you are loved by God. And nothing will change that. Nothing will change that. God loves you. He loves you. Woo, he loves me. Hallelujah. Amen. Even when others walk out, he stays. Woo. Even when others walk out, he stays. Amen. Woo. Amen. Isn't that good? Yeah. Isn't that awesome? We go around searching for the right relationship that won't let us down. And the whole time, he's right here. Amen. He's right there. We go around searching for that peace. And we forget or we ignore the fact that we are loved by Almighty God, the Creator of the universe, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Almighty One, holy forever. I'm loved by God. You're loved by God, and nothing will change that. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. For the promise of the love of God. Oh, we are constrained by the love of Christ. Hallelujah. You don't have to earn it. You just need to receive it. His love isn't based on who you are or what you've done. It's based on who he is. And what he's done. So if you've been forgotten, forsaken, abandoned, just know that God has never and will never do that to you. God has kept the promise of his love. Whew. Last one is this. God keeps his promise of deliverance. God keeps his promise of deliverance. Psalm 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous. I don't like that verse sometimes. Really, Lord? Many are the afflictions of the righteous? That doesn't sound like an easy life. I'm trying to follow you. I'm trying to live for you. I'm trying to rest in your love. I know I'm not perfect, but I'm trying to live righteous. I'm trying to obey your word. And you say many are the afflictions of the righteous? That means that the more I try to serve you and honor you, I'm going to go through these trials and tribulations? Many are the afflictions of the righteous, colon, because it's not over, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Many, yes, yes, we will. Jesus said, in this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Yes, many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Psalm 50:15, and call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. Psalm 34:17, the righteous cry out, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Let me tell you this, deliverance doesn't always mean escape, but it often means endurance. Wouldn't it be great if God's deliverance always meant that he was going to take the trial right out of my life? Oh, I'd love that. That sounds like a good idea, doesn't it? Hey, you know what? Lord, deliver me. And now suddenly my problem has disappeared. No, that's not what deliverance is often. Sometimes it is. But many times, deliverance from God is not escape, but it's endurance. It's grace to take another step. It's grace and new morning mercies to wake up again with that trial staring you right in the face. But the grace of God and the mercy of God gives me the strength every morning to open my eyes and wake up, put my feet over the side of the bed, and take a step because of the grace of God and the deliverance of God in my life that gives grace, that gives mercy to keep on walking through the trial, through the storm, through the trouble. I wish God would take the storm away sometimes, but what God often does is he keeps the storm there and he stands with me and leads me through the storm. Amen. And I learn things in that storm that I never would have learned had I not gone through it. He keeps his promise of deliverance. He will bring you through and he will hold you fast. Many of you can say, he's brought me through something before. What makes you think he's not going to do it again? He's brought me through a storm before. Was I so naive to think that that storm was the only one that I was going to go through? I'll say, I'm naive like that sometimes. Another one, Lord? Is there ever clear skies? Does the sun ever shine? And the answer is yes. God keeps his promise of deliverance. Through trials, yes, but God's deliverance is not just from physical danger in those trials. Often, I'm talking about God's promise of deliverance, not just through trials and afflictions, but deliverance from spiritual bondage. Thank God he delivers us from besetting sins. He delivers us through addictions, through destructive habits, through guilt that weighs us down, through shame that eats away at us like a cancer, through hidden struggles. God delivers us through those things. John 8:36 says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. We sang it this morning several times. If you've been forgiven, if you've been redeemed, we'll sing the song forever to the Lamb. Hallelujah for that. Therefore, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13, I want to read it for you this morning. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13 says this, there hath no temptation trial, struggle, temptation. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. God can and will deliver you. Romans 6:14 says, for sin shall not have dominion over you. We don't have to be ruled and controlled by sins and addictions. God wants to and God can deliver you. The same Jesus who calmed the sea is still calming hearts today. Hallelujah. The same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead can raise you from addiction, can raise you from despair, can raise you out of that pit of shame, can raise you out of that well of guilt. He can raise you from whatever has you in chains. He's a chain breaker. God keeps his promise of deliverance. Are you crying out for deliverance this morning? I hope so. I hope you don't like staying in chains. I know I didn't. It took me too long to seek deliverance from God. But I'm living free today. And I'll tell you, it feels good. Are you crying out for deliverance today from anxiety, from addiction, from bitterness, from shame, from a trial that is weighing you down? You don't have to fight alone. The Lord hears. The Lord delivers. The Lord breaks those chains. The Lord pulls us up out of the pit. He might not do it overnight. Wouldn't that be great? I pray the night before, in the morning I wake up and everything's good. The trial's gone. The addiction's gone. Hey, that's good. No, he may not do it overnight, but he'll do it because he promised. When you rest in Jesus Christ, he delivers. From Genesis to Revelation, the first book of the Bible to the last book of the Bible, all through the scriptures, the Bible points to Jesus. All through the scriptures, you see it in Noah's Ark, the ark that delivers Noah and his family from the flood. Jesus is the ark. You see it with Moses and the Egyptians and God's people being set free in the blood on the door. The blood of Jesus Christ that saved. All through the scriptures, every story you read, every factual account, story that you read in the Word of God points to Jesus. Who is Jesus? The Son of God who was God. He's the ultimate fulfillment of all of God's promises. Wow. Galatians 4. When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son. I hope you feel his love this morning. I hope that the Word of God pokes at your heart. As I talk about the love of God and all that Jesus has done for us, I hope that you're reminded this morning that you are loved. 2 Corinthians 9:15 says, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. God kept his promise to send a Savior. Jesus promised when he ascended to heaven in front of his disciples, he said, hey, you know what? One day I'm coming back. He promised he would come again, and he'll keep that promise. One day Jesus is going to come riding in on that white horse and deliver this world from sin. He's going to deliver us from sorrow. He's going to deliver us from all suffering. The King is coming. The King is coming. The story, I know it seems bad now. Look around the world, it's a mess. The King is coming. The story will end in victory. Maybe not in my lifetime, maybe not in my kids, but one day when, listen, Jesus said, I'm going to come back. I'm going to believe it and take it to the bank. Amen. That he will come again. So today, when the world is shaking, when hope feels thin, when hearts are breaking, like yours might be this morning, remember, God keeps His promises.
Amen.
Always. He saved me. He stays with me. He loves me. He delivers me. And He's coming again. You believe it this morning.
Thank you again for listening to the Coastline Baptist Church podcast. We hope the message was an encouragement to your heart. Please connect with us through our website, coastlinecc.org, or on Facebook or Instagram. Send us a message, send us an email, and we'd love to connect with you. We'd also love if you could visit us for a Sunday morning service. You can find our address on our website, and our services start at 10 a.m. Our mission at Coastline is simply this: to know Jesus deeply and to show Jesus daily. I hope that we've helped you do that in your life today. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.